From the very beginning, since 1915, the two primary exemptions from the compulsory public school attendance requirement have been attendance at a private or a parochial school. And that's been true the entire 100 years. Homeschooling never really became an issue. Juan, by the way, would you give me a five-minute warning when we're halfway through, please? Thank you. Homeschooling really never became a legal issue until the early 1980s. And in the late 70s and early 80s, homeschooling across the country was becoming more popular and gaining momentum, and more families were doing it. Starting in 1981, TEA started putting out guidance letters to districts taking the position that home instruction under no circumstances could meet the private or parochial school exemption to compulsory public school attendance. And further, therefore, advising school districts that when they encountered a family that was attempting to educate the children at home, they should file truancy prosecutions. And as you might expect, school districts across the state did file truancy misdemeanor complaints against those families that claimed to be homeschooling. In reaction to that, a class action case was filed in Tarrant County in 1985, known as the Leeper versus Texas Education Agency case. There was also a defendant's class there of school districts and public attendance officers.